Hey, Upper Hunter, it's Jess with you this morning. Earlier, I shared with you some grabs from people who were outside Buckingham Palace over the weekend, laying flowers and laying tributes to the Duke of Edinburgh, who passed away on Friday. And I'm really curious to know what the vibe was like and how the UK is feeling. We know the UK is in their national 8 days of mourning until the funeral this weekend. So to give us a little bit of an insight this morning, I'm joined by Archie, who is one of my mates. He also works for a radio station over in the UK, and he was outside Buckingham Palace over the weekend. Archie, how are you doing this morning?
Good, thanks, Jess. It's been an interesting couple of days to be an Australian in the UK at such a significant and historical moment in British history. It's been a bit bizarre.
It would be. I can't imagine it, really. I mean, we haven't really experienced anything like this over in Australia, and you went to Buckingham Palace. What did it feel like?
Well, it was quite solemn. I mean, we're in still a very bizarre period here, obviously. COVID-19 is very much a part of daily life. So there was loads of people wearing masks, but a sensational amount of people just lined up at the palace gates, laying flowers down. And you would have heard me, I spoke to a couple of people because I just wanted to get a feel for it, because I think as an Australian, it's quite hard to understand just how big and how important these people are in their lives. I mean, whether they like it or not, they're a massive part of British history. And it was fascinating to speak to people my age and around our age in our 20s, and also people in their 30s, at just how significant they saw this moment. Some people think this could be it for the Queen as far as doing public appearances, but there was a lot of sadness. And some of the people I spoke to, I also wanted to find out if this felt different from Diana, which is probably the last really big royal death. And it really was different, because with Philip, obviously, he lived a very long life, whereas it was obviously tragic, and also a bit, there was a lot of stuff that was hidden about the circumstances with Diana's death. So it was a really interesting interesting vibe, but the nation is definitely quite upset about this.
Yeah. I'm always curious when, you know, celebrities or people who of the caliber of Prince Philip pass away, and people are very sad about it, very upset about it, even though they didn't really know this person on a personal level.
Absolutely. And that's what one of the first people I spoke to really made me curious. So she said this was the first royal death that she's experienced in her entire life. But she just thought, you know what, I think this is a beautiful love story. I want to be here. And you know what, on the other side of the coin, though, what's been really interesting over the last couple of days is there's a whole procedure that's in place for broadcasters, for media, for radio, when this happens. And it has resulted in, you know, radio station brands have changed all their logos on social media to black and white. People have done posting blackouts, whereas pretty much no one has posted anything since Friday afternoon, which is bizarre.
Oh, wow.
In a news-hungry world. All news presenters have to wear black on television. Like, this is a very well-rehearsed thing, which has been really interesting from somebody who works in the media to kind of observe this as well. But the backlash has been pretty significant, because people that they're just, you know, for lack of a better word, they're just sick of the hysterical coverage of this. And, you know, 120,000 people have died in the UK from COVID. This is another person, obviously, that's passed away, a significant person in history.
Yeah.
There was a report today, 64% ratings drop for the BBC on BBC Two, because they've just been rolling this round-the-clock historical archival footage of this man's life. And a lot of British people are just a bit, you know, we've all lost loved ones. That's a bit of the vibe over the last few, certainly the last 24 hours.
Yeah. And with the pandemic and everything and people going and laying stuff outside Buckingham Palace, we heard yesterday that the palace was asking people not to do it, and that they were regularly be going out and taking all the tributes but putting them inside the grounds so the Queen could go and have a look at the massive outpouring of support.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when the death was first announced, just a fraction past midday, some official representatives from the palace walked to the front of Buckingham Palace on the gates, and they put the official statement from the palace notifying the public of his death. And even though they tried to encourage people not to come down, they actually had to take that notice away after just an hour, because people just, you know, it's like why I went down there yesterday. You know, you probably shouldn't from a COVID perspective, but from a history perspective, you kind of want to see what's happening. So they've tried to do it in an orderly fashion. COVID's been a big part of life in the UK for a long time. We wear masks whenever we go into a shop, on public transport.
Yeah.
And most, I would say almost 90% of people abide by those rules. So it's, yeah, people were keeping their social distance as much as they could, but people wanted to pay their respects.
What is it like over there at the moment from that COVID perspective? You know, it's been sort of 12, 18 months now. We know the UK has suffered so much and you still are suffering in a big way.
Definitely, but Jess, I'm very excited. I should actually go to bed really soon because when we wake up tomorrow, the pubs for the first time in 6 months are opening tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
And which is a big day for me, a big day for Britain. We're all very excited about that, but it's getting better. I mean, the vaccine rollout here has been really good, pretty much because they had to be because we've suffered a large amount of lost life. But we're vaccinating about 400,000 people a day, on course to have all adults in the country done by June. And tomorrow is a big step because we just have had, we've had it pretty rough over the winter. And there's been variants that have come out that have made it more transmissible. So it's definitely been a tough slog. I can't lie about that. But tomorrow is a big step on this roadmap. And then 5 weeks later, even more things will open up. So Everybody's just trying to work out British summer. Can we book holidays overseas? I'll put some money to me to go to Greece, but I'm not holding my breath.
That's still so exciting. I'm so glad things are slowly getting there, Archie, and we are definitely going to catch up with you over the next couple of weeks. So thank you so much for jumping on the show this morning.
No problem, Jess. Great to speak with you.